This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
All right, Thursday Night Late Show starts now. News Talk 830 WCCO. Henry Lake and Christopher Tubbs until 9 p.m. this evening. Last show for the week for CT. Tomorrow, J-Lo will be with me producing. I am not comfortable with being a part of the driverless car revolution. I need more time with these new technologies. Driverless cars. Now, I know that stuff like this sounded way cooler when I was a kid watching the Jetsons. But as a guy in my early 50s, I'm not saying that I can't change my ways. But it's difficult. Okay, it's going to take a little bit more time. And I bring this up because many of you may have heard, and even at the top of the hour news update with Taylor Rivera, she mentioned that Waymo, the driverless ride hailing company, is bringing its fleet of autonomous electric vehicles to Minneapolis. So that is something that is soon to happen. And actually what's happening now is they're testing out the vehicles. Okay? So now, the product communications manager for Waymo said to the Minnesota Star Tribune earlier, quote, "We are here and telling you what we are doing. We intend to offer ride hailing in Minneapolis. We are not just coming for testing." Okay, and it sounds like the testing begins now. Okay, but it will likely be several months before passenger service will begin. So they're going to start with testing. Well, the testing is going to happen right now with a human driver behind the wheel. Okay. They're going to be collecting data. They're going to be mapping out the city and all of that. Okay. The cars are equipped with sensors, cameras, radars, all the bells and whistles to create a 360-degree view of its surroundings. Once that is complete, a driver will remain behind the wheel as the vehicle drives the routes, only taking the steering wheel should the need arise. So they're going to test it out for the next few months, which is understandable. But I know that just how I am not going to be ready to do this, partake in this, in the near future. I have been other places where they have this type of driverless robo-taxi, already happening. Saw it this past summer in Vegas, out there for NBA Summer League. As I'm walking out of the resort that I was at, I saw it every single day going around the corner, right there at the stoplight as I'm on the strip. And not having a human being behind the wheel is such a foreign concept to me and probably to many of you out there listening. There will probably, well, more than likely come a day when more people are going to wrap their heads around this and be active with it. I'm not ready yet. But I wonder how many of you are actually ready to partake in this technology, this revolution with regards to, you know, getting behind these driverless cars. 651-461-9226. There's another element to this, too. And I'm glad that the Strip brought this up. That the president of the Minnesota Uber and Lyft Drivers Association stated, quote, that driverless cars could lead to significant job loss among drivers who rely on rideshare income to support their families. The association also stresses that decisions about driverless vehicle deployment are being made without input from the communities most affected. Minnesotans, and specifically those in the Twin Cities where this is going to be tested out in Minneapolis, should have a lot of say in this. You need to let your voice be heard. And I think that over the next couple of months, as they're tweaking and they're fine-tuning it and all of that stuff, that we will learn so much more about the ins and out of this stuff. But I got to be honest, Chris, I'm not there yet. And I'm not saying this just because of Minneapolis, because look, there's no need for me to utilize it here. I don't even utilize Uber and Lyft here, mm-hmm. Okay? Just because this is a place where I drive everywhere that I go. The only time that I typically use Uber and Lyft is when I am out of town. But even out of town, like I mentioned at NBA Summer League, I didn't want any parts of it. And when they were testing it out this summer at NBA Summer League, it was complimentary. It was free. I didn't participate. Yeah. I went ahead and got the Ubers every single day when it came to leaving the resort and heading over to the gym and heading over to the arena to watch the basketball games. And look, there is a part of this too that I'm going to always lean towards the human being a part of it. Yes. Not just because of the technology part, but also because of, look, the reality is right now we're hearing all the time about job losses after job losses after job losses in the economy and all of this stuff. If I am able to put whatever, a few extra dollars into somebody's pocket and it is their income, I am going to lean towards doing that.
I'm not going to sit here and say that that's a part of my thinking, because I got to be honest, maybe I'm just a selfish jerk and I don't think about the human factor in terms of the jobs. I think more about the safety. Like, yeah, in theory, this is a great idea. Like, technology, this is great. But at the end of the day, I want a human behind the wheel where they have control. I don't want to leave something up to AI, technology. If something shorts, something happens, and where a human can step in and override it, mm-hmm. Whereas if something happens, then you are at the mercy of whatever technology. And if this absolutely have not been vetted and has not been, I mean, what concerned me about that, Henry, is when you say, okay, yeah, they're going to be humans here when they're testing, but once they're done testing, then they're going to wait, what? Well, the testing is good, but then, I mean, how do you know it's absolutely ready?
But you have to do that. But you have to have the human testing it out.
No, I understand, but I am really, really apprehensive of not having any human control whatsoever.
All right, 651-461-9226. Love to get your reaction to this. Maybe some of you have traveled and have utilized Waymo before. One texter is weighing in on that. They say, I've ridden Waymo a number of times on travel to San Francisco. I would trust these cars more than an Uber driver. That's awesome to hear. But they also factor in and say, not so sure how they're going to work with snow and ice on the road. However, which I think is actually a really, really good point. This one, the 763. Wait, what? Have you seen how people drive lately? Robots, computers are a million times smarter than many people on the roads right now. Hey, look, you ain't got to tell me. I have complained, and we will always complain about people not being able to drive efficiently and effectively on the roads. That's something that I think is never going to change. And with response to the union guy and the quote from the Strib, a couple people have weighed in about that from the 612. Uber and Lyft took jobs away from taxi drivers. From the 651, I'm sure the union felt exactly that same way when they drove the taxis out of business in Minnesota. So that's a fair point. Although taxis, you can still, can you still find a taxi?
I think you...
You can still hail a taxi.
Yeah, you can still hail them. Yeah, it's just not... It's not as convenient as an Uber or Lyft, but I think they're still out there. They're just not nearly as prevalent.
The 612, I would never go in a driverless car unless it was on rails. And then from the 763, I don't know how this is viable in Minnesota winters when the headlights get snowed up and you can't see the lines on the road.
Yeah, there. That's the key, is just dealing with the climate in Minnesota. Maybe in Phoenix this works. Maybe in Los Angeles this might work, or Miami. Minnesota is just, we're just different.
The weather should be a factor.
The weather absolutely should be a factor, whether it's, you know, us or Chicago or New York or, you know, Milwaukee, anywhere up here. Absolutely. Those are all really, really good points.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. I want to get to a couple people that want to chime in on the topic. 651-461-9226. This is The Late Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Actually, maybe this is the perfect time of year to test this out. When there's snow, right? Like when there's snow, let the snow Can we get some snow quickly? Can we get some snow in the next month?
It's November. I'm pretty sure we're going to get snow.
I hope so, so we can test this out. 651-461-9226. I want to start with Dave in Andover. Dave in Andover, he's first up that wants to chime in on this topic. Are you ready for Waymo, Dave?
I'm sorry?
What, Dave, are you ready for Waymo?
Waymo?
The topic that we're on.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you about driving. I'm 77 years old. I started driving when I was 17. I was a driving instructor for 2 years, and I was a professional driver with a Class A license for 30 years. So I've got a little bit of experience.
All right. So
and
would
when
you?
I was an instructor.
Okay.
There's two things that are most important about operating a vehicle, no matter what it is, you know, motorcycle, truck, car, whatever. It's speed, you know, control your speed, drive according to conditions.
All right, so let me ask you this. Let's cut to the chase. Would you be a part of being a passenger in a driverless vehicle?
No.
Why not?
Well, like I said, there's two important factors of driving are speed and your eyes. You have to be alert and keep your eyes moving, looking in, you know, every direction, forward, your, you know, rear view mirrors, looking in your mirrors, and, you know, being aware of what's going on all around you. Because if, you know, if you're speeding and not paying attention, yeah, you're going to get in an accident.
All right, thanks for the phone call from Dave in Andover. So Dave is on record as saying that he is not ready for the driverless car revolution. I have stated that for my opinion on it. And I'm not saying that I won't eventually get there. That's not the point that I'm making. I'm saying I am that not there right now.
Well, I think we have to see how it all works out, especially in the climate.
I wonder if Jeff in Sauk Rapids, where he's at with all of this.
Hey, Henry.
How you doing?
No, I wouldn't try it because I don't trust the technology.
Okay.
I just don't. Hate to sound like I crawled out of my cave yesterday, but maybe I did. But I have a question about this. When they came up with self-driving cars, it was said that they had to be under human control, not direct, but a human had to be there to control. So who's controlling this car now?
You talking about with the technology?
Yeah, the Waymo. Is it under human control or not?
Well, I don't think that with the technology, the way that it's set up, that it is 100% under human control. No, that is not, from my understanding, that's not the case. I think that there is a remote, clearly because of the way that all of this works, there is remote access and there is like I would assume that there's a person at a facility that is able to diagnose and assist when things go amiss.
My primary question is this. Let's say I go to a bar and decide to drink too much, and I'm going to take a Waymo. I get in the Waymo and tell it to take me home. Am I completely off the hook as far as the control issue?
Wait, repeat the question again.
If I go to a bar and
yep.
get myself stinky-ass drunk,
yep.
hire a Waymo and tell it to take me home, am I completely off the hook for a DUI?
Of course you would be. Like how would it be on you? It's no different than getting in a Uber with an actual person. I mean, if that person gets into a wreck, it wouldn't be on you. That's the way that it's supposed to operate. Like it's not like you're driving the vehicle.
So I'm going back to my original thought about self-driving cars mm-hmm. having to be under some human control. That mm-hmm. a human, you know, when they first came up with this, a human had to be present to take over if needed.
Yeah,
is this different?
No, in that specific case, and thanks to the phone call from Jeff in Sauk Rapids, you're off the hook. Like, there's no way that you should be identified. I mean,
you're not behind the wheel.
You're not behind the wheel.
Yeah.
You know, so, and to me, from that, I will say this. As much as I am not ready to dip my toe in this, if this reduces drinking while intoxicated, I'm all for it. But you know why it's not? Because we've got Uber and Lyft, and people aren't even utilizing it.
Nailed it right there.
I'd like to think that the numbers that way would go down. And listen, this has been a tough week here at Odyssey Minneapolis because one of our colleagues lost a family member due to a person being under the influence mm-hmm. and killing their loved one. Okay, and it's been documented. It's in the paper. You probably have read about it. So. And you guys know this. I've been taking that all very seriously. But there's no way that you can utilize one of these and then somehow something goes amiss and then you're on the hook for
it. Yeah, I think that if people are not using the Lyft or the Uber right now, I don't think this is going to be, hey, you know, I've had a lot to drink. I don't want to do that. We've already got those options. This to me would fall in that same category because you are taking the vehicle out of your control and you are becoming a passenger. And I think that's the key to all of that.
Oh, from the texter from the 612, the question about driverless snowmobiles or sleigh type vehicles from mm-hmm. Minnesota, no chance.
No.
Who's getting on a driverless snowmobile?
I don't even like to get on.
That's taking the fun out of being on a snowmobile.
I don't even
it?
Like to get on some driver's snowmobile, you know? Yeah, hard pass on that.
All right, let's take a phone call from Mike in Columbia Heights. How you doing, Mike?
Good. Mr. Lick, I agree totally with what you're saying. I usually don't when it comes to your Twins takes, but this, you're totally on. And my question is, who approved this to go down in Minneapolis? Because I feel like I'm a lab rat now. You know, I'm going to be driving around there, and I got these driverless vehicles around there. What if one of them smokes me? I didn't sign up to be it. Be in that atmosphere, and it just feels like another sellout to corporate America, and we all love that, but I didn't sign up for it. I mean, what's next? We're going to try out cyanide bombs on a whole city to see how that affects us?
Hey, thanks for the phone call from Mike in Columbia Heights. Look, look, according to Waymo, they are touting their safety record, and they're saying that they're actually helping in crash reduction. Compared to the average human driver over the same distance in cities with outposts, the driverless cars were involved in 304 fewer injury crashes and 35 fewer pedestrian crashes with injuries. On average, about half of crashes result in minor damage. I will say this, though, and you guys know this. One of the things that has been enhanced here and pushed here in the Twin Cities, specifically Minneapolis, are these bike lanes.
Oh, we love our bike lanes.
I got to tell you, I have a hate relationship with the bike lanes.
We're the bike lane capital of the world.
I'm dead serious because the bike lane stuff has significantly reduced and made narrow the streets in downtown Minneapolis.
They have, yes.
So, I mean, do we think that we're not going to have any situations where a Waymo or whatever is going to have some sort of incident? And I'm not wishing for an incident, but I'm just saying, let's be real about this, that there's an incident with somebody that's on a bike or a pedestrian? I would hope not, but there and again, they're going to test it out, and we're going to see where we're at with it. All right, final phone call on the topic. Let's go to Coon Rapids and talk to Mary. How you doing, Mary?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for calling in.
No worries. So I just wanted to weigh in. So I was in Austin, Texas this summer where they have a lot of Waymo vehicles.
Ooh.
And like most people, it's like there was no way I was going to step into one. But it was like the mode of transportation in Austin.
Really? More people were taking mm-hmm. Waymo than they were taking like an Uber or Lyft?
I don't know percentage-wise if that's the case, but there is Waymos everywhere, okay?
Okay.
So what was the interesting thing, though, is that Uber, we did take an Uber that in that vehicle, the driver was able to turn off his manual operation, and then he let it go over to an automated driving system, so just like the Waymos. And he explained the whole process to it, and it was incredible. And if you think about it, what they were calling out is that the Waymos, they have observation 360 degrees around that vehicle.
Yep.
And it goes probably even beyond what you're capable of paying attention to.
All right, so let me ask you this.
It was incredible.
Because we talked about it expanding, and it's going to be here. They're going to test it out for the next few months. And like you mentioned, you said you were in Austin, Texas. It recently expanded to Austin and Atlanta in partnership with the Uber app. But this is the question that I have for you. Did you feel more comfortable in the Uber with a human being as you'd felt in the Waymo, or did it feel about similar?
So I didn't ride in a Waymo, only the Uber where he was able to turn off, 'cause we were too afraid,
okay,
just like you guys, to go in an actual Waymo, but they are everywhere. But this is the other thing I was going to comment on, is that, you know, driving in an Uber isn't the safest. I was in an Uber a few years ago, and the driver got into an accident while I was in the vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
so
Yeah.
So I don't know what the percentages are yet. And I do agree. I think Minnesota is a unique place for them to have Waymos because of the weather. But I imagine that they were going to probably make it adapt to, just like how we pay attention to how do we stay on the road, it's got to figure the same thing out, and probably even better.
Thanks so much for the phone call, Mary. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Yep. She just gave us a little bit of the game plan and how they kind of navigated in Austin, Texas, which is where Waymo has expanded.
It's interesting how she mentioned that she was in an Uber that he turned off the manual and got it to auto. So essentially, to me, that's like what a Waymo is, except you've got a human there behind the wheel that is explaining everything. So that, I mean, that's very, it is very interesting how that happens. But yeah, I have to see how it works with everybody else before I feel 100% comfortable. But Mary kind of gives me a little bit more hope, maybe than what I have.
She's the perfect pitch woman for it, right?
Absolutely. Hey, she should be out there pitching this thing.
Shout out to Mary in Coon Rapids. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. And look, political violence in this country continues to be a topic, and it's not being adequately addressed. Something must happen. And I'll tell you what that is next year on The Lake Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt.
Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Political violence, political violence, political violence. The political violence in this country, the conversation continues to be a topic. And it's not going to be adequately addressed, in my opinion, unless something specific happens. And I'll tell you what that is. And I know that many people out there don't want to hear this. And they'll call me a hater, which is fine. Doesn't bother me at all. But the reality is that in order for us as a country to nip this in the bud and to move past days of threatening people and being about this type of behavior, Donald Trump must be impeached. I said it. And I think that many of you know that that's true. In order for the country to get back on the ground of this stuff must stop, he has to be impeached. He has to be out of office. I don't think that there is any other way around that. We specifically, in this state, have seen people assassinated. The country understands what happened to the Hortmans. But yet and still, Donald Trump continues on social media to make threats, to say things, to put people in harm's way. And the latest is his, what he wrote that everybody's talking about today, where he's essentially saying that certain Democratic lawmakers who are in that video telling, you know, telling service members that, you know, you don't have to participate in illegal orders that are being directed to you. You have a job to do, and you need to uphold that job. And so now he's holding that against these people and upset about this video and talking about this seditious behavior at the highest level, and that each of these traitors to our country should be arrested and put on trial, and also making mention of punishable by death. Hang them. George Washington would. That's we know that this is unacceptable. We all know this. I don't care what you identify as. We all know that this is unacceptable. I don't think that any of this is going to be nipped in the bud until the people of this country have said, man, we have had enough. And this is the thing. It's been documented for quite some time. This is not a one-off. He's been threatening and saying things for a long time. And it's beyond unacceptable. I thought that January the 6th was the end of all of this. I really did. I thought that us as a country, that after that day, that was the wake-up call where everybody would say collectively, this is, yeah, we went way too far. But no, we didn't nip it in the bud after that. We didn't stop after that. And this has been going on from the first time that he was on the campaign trail. I mean, going back to 2016, when there were protesters at rallies, he encouraged physical action and assault against protesters. And he said then he would pay legal fees for supporters who knocked the crap out of individuals. And at that time, he expressed a desire to, quote, punch someone in the face. March 2024. Remember when he warned of a bloodbath for the country if he wasn't reelected? I really am having, and I hate to feel so pessimistic, man, about our lot in life. But right now, for some weird reason, and I know what it is because so many people are caught up in the cult of it. People do not know how to turn down the temperature. And this is the thing. I think that there are so many amazing people out there that have the ability to look and say, this is right and this is wrong. But when he continues to turn the temperature up and make threats, like he made threats against Liz Cheney and all that stuff, like, isn't there some part, a light bulb that comes on in your head and you're like, yeah, we know this is wrong.
No.
This is wrong.
No. Donald Trump got a chance to say things that people were feeling. Even if you didn't agree with it, there are things that Donald Trump said, you know what? Yeah, if you're a criminal and you bump your head, you know what? God, bump their heads while they're getting into the cop car. There are a lot of things out there. We're talking, yeah, you know, I want to punch somebody in the face. Like, these are things that people have been feeling, but Donald Trump is out there saying it. And if he's out there saying it, well, then he represents us.
If you continue this rhetoric after the Hortmans got assassinated and you continue to put your foot on the gas with this, you should be removed from office. Period, point blank, in my opinion. Because you're causing people. Think about this.
Yeah, you are, but some people don't look at it that way.
Marjorie Taylor Greene has been somebody that the left has not liked for a while, right? She has been a very avid supporter of Donald Trump. Now all of a sudden that she has spoken out about Trump, she's getting death threats?
Mm-hmm.
I find that odd.
Oh, I'm not surprised at all.
No. I'm not surprised at all, but I'm saying I'm being sarcastic when I say that. Like, it's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't think that this is, and I'm not going to say that there aren't some leftists out there that have done things wrong or been a part of political violence. But to say it's something straight down the middle is, first off, inaccurate.
It's not.
Because the data shows that that's not the truth. And secondly, this man is just not up to calming it down.
No. This administration, they thrive on the chaos. They thrive on the animosity, right? And I mean, that's, it's just, you look at everything and, you know, if you're wanting to tone down the rhetoric, which is kind of the buzzword at this point, you know, that's great. Again, in theory, but what are you going to do? I mean, nothing over the course of history has told us that Donald Trump is about uniting and wanting to, you know, when you're calling the other side the enemy and you're basically telling everybody that if you don't agree with me, then you're a traitor to the country. Like, that is not the sort of language that you can look at and say, okay, that is feeding into the political violence. You're not telling people, hey, go out there and commit violent acts. But you are essentially laying the groundwork to say it's okay. I agree that if you go out and, you know what, you can commit violent acts to these people because they're bad people and you're doing the country a favor. And it's been like that since day one. And like you said, it's not exclusive to the right. There have been some instances, you know, of Democrats doing it to Republicans. It is not exclusively, you know, one-sided. But it is heavily skewed towards one side.
Listen, this is the thing that is interesting to me. that he is upset because these Democratic lawmakers in this video say the most simplest things, like you must refuse illegal orders. No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution. That's as simple. That's not any elaborate scheme to harm the president of the United States or anybody. That's like the most basic fundamental stuff.
Yeah, your duty is to the Constitution and the country of the United States. You know, this administration, it's not about loyalty to the country. It's about loyalty to him. And if you are not loyal to Donald Trump and his agenda, we've seen that he has gone through the government, gutted everybody, gutted everything, and put people that are willing to be his yes men. Donald Trump does not want competency. Donald Trump wants, he wants complacency. He wants somebody to agree with him and carry out everything and unquestionably do what he wants. You know, as for the damage and the rhetoric, I think the toothpaste is out of the tube, because even after Donald Trump is out of office, like, this is the new norm. I don't think we're going back to the days of civil discourse.
I don't believe that. I think that once we are rid of his toxicity, I think that the country will be able to heal some. I'm not saying it's going to be perfect. There's nothing presidential about him. I mean, respectfully, when he is in the face of women 24/7 and disrespecting him, quiet piggy, like, I think once that stench is out, I think that there will be some healing.
And
I'm very pessimistic about a lot of things in the world, right? I do think that there will be some healing. I do believe that.
Yeah, I think when you're talking about, you know, law and order and following the Constitution, we've seen a pattern of behavior of defying Congress, of defying judges' orders, of if this administration doesn't agree with the ruling, they're not going to adhere to the ruling. So, you know, if we're talking about doing things illegally, you're doing things that Donald Trump wants done. And that flies against the legality of a lot of things. And ultimately, that's the conundrum for people. Are you submissive to this administration and their agenda? Or do you follow through with what the initial, what the initial duties are? I think there's a conflict of interest there. And if you don't agree with Donald Trump, then, yeah, absolutely, you're a traitor to the country.
Man, that's a sad place to be in. 651-461-9226. Take a break, come back. Final segment of Hour 1 right here on The Late Show. All right, a couple of texts here to finish off the opening hour. Overwhelmingly, the people agree with what I'm saying. Overwhelming, it's not even close. From the 651, Henry, you're 100% correct. As long as you keep pushing that rhetoric, there's going to be more violence out there. He must be impeached. From the 612, I agree, he must go. Hanging people, my God. From the 612, thank you for saying it, Henry. I so respect it. Another one from the 612, you're absolutely right. Trump is a sickness that is spreading. Another one, January 6th should have been the end of it. Another one from the 651, well said. He has become an utter embarrassment. It's time to fix the damage. This one from the 612 disagrees. There's always one. It's funny to me too, though. You are two guys suffering from TDS. Support your president and quit trying to divide with your left-wing ideology. Thank God more people agree with me than do you. According to the text line, they agree with me. And I respond back to that texter by saying, you just don't support human beings no matter what bad things they say or do. Like, that is the definition of being in a cult. That no matter what somebody does, you got my support. But I thank them for texting and listening to the show. Like, that's not how none of this works. Like, if you, I thank you for texting into the show and listening to the show, But if you support a human being no matter what, that they can do no wrong, that is your savior, they can do no wrong, you might want to take a couple deep breaths and really reevaluate everything.
Yeah, I mean to me the real derangement comes from blindly following every little thing and not questioning at all. By the way, is that one of my family members that texted in? Because that sounds like something they would say, hitting all the talking points. I mean, you checked all the boxes with all the words. So, I mean, I appreciate that. But it's at the end of the day, when you see something that is wrong, it is okay to say this is wrong. And if you're okay with the you know, moral deficiencies, then that's a character thing with you. That's not anything to do with me or with Henry or, you know, the people out there that don't agree on the moral side of things with a lot of and the legality part of what's going on.
And this from the 320, I really don't agree with Mr. Trump with his ego towards opponents, his womanizing. But you can't disagree then about Bill Clinton. I jokingly say to my wife that oral sex is not sex. P.S. I would never cheat on my wife because I have morals. Thank you, John, from Southwest Minnesota. Thank you for listening and thank you for texting, John. But I'm a little bit, you miss me with the whataboutisms. No one on this show has ever touted Bill Clinton as being the most honorable husband out there. Like, I believe that Bill Clinton and him being associated with Jeffrey Epstein is in the files. And I believe that Bill Clinton is not a great human being. That there's no disputing that on my side of things. But I'm not going to do the whataboutisms here. Coming up next, let's talk Vikings with Matthew Collar, Purple Insider.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.